There is power in the Word of God. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, learn how the Word is alive, and when it's applied in your life, it'll overcome any situation this world brings against you. The Word is your connection to heaven and God's kingdom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and we have something special for you today. We are airing foundational teaching from broadcasts from the Kenneth Copeland Ministries archives. These were hand-selected broadcasts that will help you build your faith, set you on the course for success in your life. We are going back to the basics. You know, it's scriptural to go back, study the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So, get your Bibles, and let's begin today's Bible lesson with Brother Copeland.
We're talking about the realities of redemption. The first reality is redemption itself, that we are redeemed. We have been bought back by God by the precious blood of His Son, Jesus. And all of mankind, as far as God is concerned, is free from the dominion of Satan. In the heart and mind of God, when Jesus was raised from the dead, the power of death was broken over every man, not just Jesus alone, but over every man, every woman, and every child. As far as God's mind and heart is concerned, we are redeemed. The whole human race is redeemed from the authority of darkness. Well, now it's up to us to receive Jesus, our Redeemer, invite Him into our hearts, and give Him authority over our lives. And that gives Satan no authority at all. When you give Jesus authority over your life, Satan doesn't have any authority. But he's a thief. And he'll do his very best to just come in and just tear it up and take it over. So, well, why don't Jesus do something about this? He has. He's given you His name. He's given you His Spirit. And He's given you His mighty Word. And His Word, thank God, the Word of God says in Ephesians 6, His Word is that sword. Hallelujah. Praise God. You take the Word and drive Him out. Amen. So, we are redeemed, and that's real. That's a reality. We walk in this redemption. I want to say a couple of things about this before we get on into the integrity of the written Word again for today. You need to realize that eternity doesn't begin after you die and go to heaven, or after you die and go to hell. You're living in it now. When you die, or when this body is removed from your spirit being, actually, as far as consciousness is concerned, as far as feelings and environment and all of that kind of thing is concerned, the moment this body is laid off, I mean, you won't know any different than what you do now, except that if there's any pain in the thing, it'll be gone and all that kind of thing. It'd be done with. The old body would be dead and laid down, but you won't be dead. Eternity doesn't begin then. You're already living in eternity. The only difference then, you're going to move. Now, you're either going to go to jail and be held there forever, or you're going to be transferred from here into heaven, which is a holding place, until God comes and rejuvenates this earth. And the Bible says that we're going to come back with Jesus and reign here for 1,000 years, and then this thing will be fixed, and God will bring the heavenly city of Jerusalem to the earth and there remain with His man. So, you need to get into your thinking. How can I put this? I want to put this where you really get a hold of this. This needs to be a daily frame of mind. This needs to be the way you think all the time. That the way I live right now has to do with the decisions that I make and what I do with the things that God has given me. He's given me Jesus, therefore I'm redeemed. He has given me that redemption and has given me His name. His name, the Bible said, has been sent among men. Well, if you are of the species of man, whether you're male gender or female gender, doesn't make any difference, you have been given the name of Jesus. All you need to do is accept it. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and there you have His name given to you to use. You're covenanted together with God. Now, those that have not made Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives have chosen to stay under Satan's dominion. Therefore, he is still their Lord. And at the time that their body is laid off, they will have to be incarcerated. Because that spirit being does not have the love of God in it, it has the nature of the devil in it, and man is created in the likeness of God. Let me ask you a question. What do you think this earth would be like if Adolf Hitler, without the limitations and without the finality and the bondage of this physical flesh on him, what if he had been released out of his physical body and the limitations of the flesh and been released in this earth as a free spirit being and have the hate for God and the hate that he had dwelling in him, the hate capacity to kill 50 million people in the earth. Well, dear God, a fella like that can't run loose. So when man, who is created in God's image, is released from the limitations and the veil of this flesh, then he is either going to move from there to heaven with his God, with his Lord, his Master, Jesus, to whom he has given his life, and the one that has given the man his life, which is Jesus, or he's going to have to be incarcerated in a place called hell. Man was created to put in the earth. The earth was created for man. The two of them were created for one another. So man is going to spend eternity in the earth. He's either going to spend it on a rejuvenated heaven and earth with the Lord Jesus and the glories of God and go on in life, or he's going to spend it in the belly of the earth, incarcerated there in a place that's known as hell, the place of the damned. Now, when that becomes an integral part of your thinking, then verses of Scripture like, God, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In other words, you remember that scripture we read last week? It comes from the book of Colossians, the first chapter, that says, giving thanks unto God, who has already delivered us from the power or the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That doesn't happen after you die and go to heaven. That happens when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. The Bible said we're raised up and made to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You can live in this earth by the power of Almighty God in direct resistance to those things which we're redeemed from. And even though we're surrounded by sickness and disease, we can walk in divine health. Even though we're surrounded with death, we can walk in life. Hallelujah. Even though we're surrounded by war and hate, we can walk in love. In the divine love of Almighty God. Now, don't misunderstand. We've still got death and hell to deal with. But we can deal with it with the powers of the glories of God so that every man, woman, and child, glory to God, ought to be walking in the Word, realizing they're redeemed, and just keep the devil off. Keep him out of the way. Now, you're going to have that to do. You've got to do it. God's not going to do it for you. You're going to have to cast out the devil. Well, in order to do that now, we must realize and renew our thinking and our minds to the fact that God's Word, this written Word, these precious promises that Peter said, by these precious promises, we become partakers of the divine nature of Almighty God. This word, glory to God, this precious book becomes our connection with heaven. Heaven has everything set aside for you already. Heaven has everything that you need in life already set aside for you. It's already in this spiritual realm here. It's already done. It's already here. On our Sunday broadcast a few weeks ago, we were talking about the fact of when the prophet of God, you remember here, the servant of the prophet went out and came running back in and said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So we're surrounded by enemy troops. And the old prophet of God said, there's more of us than there are of them. And there wasn't but two of them. And they got the place surrounded. And, his servant was flabbergasted by that. And he said, Lord, open his eyes that he can see. And God opened that servant's eyes where he could see over in the spirit realm. And when he saw over in the spirit realm, he saw what that old prophet already knew in his spirit. He saw the hills covered with war chariots and angels of war ready to annihilate that enemy army if that old prophet said so. Praise God. I want you to know that when God opened that man's eyes, he saw that, but that's not when they came into existence. There is a spirit world, and it's more real than the material world. In fact, Jesus said, God is a spirit, and those that worship him in spirit and in truth. So a spirit created all matter. This earth, this material substance that we see, that we feel and see and touch and so forth, This is heaven. I mean, this is earthly material. We feel it. We can perceive it. But my friend, heaven is a spiritual materiality. In heaven, to a spirit being, this more real than your physical body, your spirit don't look like your body. Man, your body looks like your spirit. If my spirit came out of my body and you could see us both standing here, well, it'd look just like. But if my spirit came out of my body, my spirit could stand here, my body would fall on the floor. It wouldn't have the power to live if my spirit was removed from it. My spirit looked just like I look. Don't you remember when on the Mount of Transfiguration, when the prophet Moses came to Jesus, the prophet Elijah came to Jesus, and those other men there saw them? Well, Moses' body is buried, Elijah's body is buried. But they saw them and recognized who they were. When the rich man and Lazarus incident that Jesus talked about, the rich man in hell lifted up his eyes and saw Father Abraham, saw who it was, saw Lazarus up there. I mean, he didn't see a blob floating around in the, in something out there in the etheric somewhere. There's this blibbity blob, Casper the friendly ghost floating around up there. Looked like somebody's pillowcase had floated off in the air. That's the stupidest thing anybody ever come up with. That's what the devil wants you to believe. No, that spirit world is real, man. That's real. Have faith is a heavenly materiality. This word, this written word, my brother and sister, is filled with the material power of Almighty God. It can be perceived. It is so explosive. Did you ever watch the takeoff of the shuttle or the takeoff of a mighty rocket that's going to blast out of this atmosphere into outer space and all that power? Boy, just rumbling power. You think, dear God, look at the power. Well, that's a lot of power, all right. The explosion of a nuclear device and an awesome, incalculable amount of power. It's nothing compared to spirit power. All that's still just in the natural physical realm. Spiritual power created this whole universe and every physical thing that you can see or feel. I said all of that to let you know that all you need everything you need, everything you need to cause you to be a success in life, everything you need to cause you to live in divine health, everything you need for your ministry, everything you need for your business, everything you need in your household, for your family, for your children and their education and their righteous upbringing, everything that anybody ever needs is already set aside in the spirit realm, because God said, I'll meet your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And when you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, man, I mean, you're His joint heir. You tapped into it all. I said, well, why ain't it here? It is. Well, where is it? It's just a breath away in the spirit realm. God said, light be. And the universe exploded from the spirit realm in God out into this physical realm, where you could see it and feel it. That's where the written word and the integrity of His promises come in. If God said our needs are met according to His riches in glory, then that word has power enough in itself to cause itself to come to pass. So when I entreat that word and stand on it by faith, the Bible said in Jeremiah 1:12, God watches over His word to perform it. He's not doing it just for me or just for you. He's no respecter of persons. It's His word. It is by faith so that it might be by grace to the end or the purpose that the promise be sure to all the seed. I mean, you can get just as much from God as I can. I can get just as much from God as you can. I mean, the whole thing is receiving according to what He said. And there's no private interpretation to His word once it's become Scripture. And this book is the Scripture. Praise God. Amen. That's good preaching. Some of you ought to jump up off the couch and shout hallelujah, because you don't have to commit suicide. Dear God, the trick is to live. Amen. Suicide ain't the end of nothing, brother. Suicide is not the end of anything. You go off and, I'm going to end this all. No, you're just opening up a can of beans you can't do nothing about. Amen. You instead of committing suicide, go commit life. Amen. Commit faith. Go get the Word of God and commit some righteousness for a change. Amen. Take authority over that situation that's driving you and lying to you and telling you that if you die, it'll all be over. Now, let me tell you something. You die, and brother, it just begins. Hell just starts on the other side of suicide. Let me tell you, get a hold of God's Word and change those circumstances by making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Amen. Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. Now, I want us to realize again, we were talking yesterday, we were talking about the fact that we've been born of the Word of God, and our minds must be renewed by the Word of God. And let's see what will happen if we do that. Let's go over here to Romans chapter 12, and then I want to show you something from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Romans 12 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, in other words, that's the most reasonable thing you can do. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The renewing of your mind transforms. The renewing of your mind transforms. Now, you've already been reborn in your spirit. Spirit man's reborn. Now, see, by the Word of God. So now, our minds need to be thinking God's thoughts after Him, the same as our spirit has been reborn by the Word. Our minds should begin thinking by the Word and speaking by the Word, so that the power of faith, the power of love, the power of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, so that as we think the Word and speak the Word and live our lives walking on the Word, being doers of the Word and not just hearers only, then this that's happened in our spirit is in communication with what's going on in our minds, which takes the spirit man out of that trap that he's been in by the flesh and by the mind. The Bible says the mind is an enemy of God. It's an enemy. It is an enemy against God. So your mind doesn't get reborn, it gets renewed. Amen. So that your mind is functioning on God's Word, your spirit is functioning on God's Word, your spirit's in connection with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So that we become Word of God minded. And as James said in James chapter 1, chapter 2, being doers of the Word. Be a doer. Act on the Word. Acting on the Word gets results. Knowledge of God acted on brings results. Not just having the knowledge of it, but the acting upon it gets the results. Now, we must walk on the Word, being a doer of the Word, so that our physical body comes in line with it. Yeah, don't get the idea that this old body is just an old ugly thing and I'm just going to have to be bound up with it until I die and then I go to heaven and be free. Now, let me hold your place there in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, because I'm going to show you how to do that. But let me prove to you first what the Bible says about it. In the book of Hebrews, the 5th chapter, the last two verses of that chapter, makes this statement. Everyone that uses milk, now listen, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. He's a spiritual baby, you see. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use or practice have their senses, their physical body, trained or exercised to discern both good and evil. So your body needs to be trained so that you're put your spirit as head of your spirit, your mind, and your body. Make your spirit being up front by putting the Word of God first. Then mind and then body, and bring them all in relationship to God by His Word, by being a doer of the Word. Well, we're all out of time again today. I'll tell you what, put a marker or something there on the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, and we'll come right back there tomorrow.
Partnership is our way to deliver the Word personally to you. When you're a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you receive a personal letter from Kenneth Copeland himself every month.
I have made a commitment to God to write a letter to my partners every month as long as I'm on this earth or until Jesus comes, whichever comes first. In that letter, like I said, I don't write that letter to get my needs met. I write that letter to help you get your needs met.
I love that partner letter. I look forward to it every month. It's just like a rhema word from God when you get that letter.
Integrity provides a strong, secure, and complete foundation. It's a vital element of a successful and productive life. Founded on truth, honesty, and morals, God's Word is reliable and complete. When you begin to grasp the understanding of the internal framework of God's principles, you'll discover the integrity of God's Word that releases His power into every situation you face. The Integrity of God's Word package is 6 CDs and a workbook by Kenneth Copeland, designed to enable you to understand how God's Word works. Brother Copeland guides you through the Bible. He highlights how God's Word separates us from the kingdom of Satan, our old life, and our old habits. God's Word teaches us to imitate Christ, setting us free from sin, sickness, debt, and destruction. We can rely on God's promises to release peace, prosperity, and healing into every area of our lives. The Integrity of God's Word package is a dynamic resource you can use to unlock God's miraculous power into your life today. Allow your faith to become rock solid in God's promises. Order the Integrity of God's Word package today for only $25.99 and enjoy a savings of 26%. Go to kcm.org/TV special, call our toll-free number, or write to us today. This teaching series on CD by Kenneth Copeland, along with the study guide, will open your understanding of God's Word. For an additional 10% off, order the Integrity of God's Word package online.
God's Word is alive. God's Word is alive because Jesus is alive. But if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, then He's not alive in you yet. But you can do that right now. You can pray with me and Jesus will come to live in you and minister life to you, and you will be victorious over death. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, pray with me right now. Just say this. Say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. And I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. He lived for me, He died for me, and He rose again for me. I believe it with all my heart. And I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me. If you prayed that prayer, then you are born again. This is a brand new day. It's a brand new life. And everybody here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries rejoices with you because all of heaven rejoices with you. And if you prayed that prayer with me, then Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a free salvation package that they want to give to you. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria, and two brochures just about how to study your Bible, find out more about getting into the Word of God. And all you have to do is request this free salvation package on kcm.org. And when you go there, you're going to find on our website a lot of free teaching and information on subjects that would be important to you, things like faith and finances, healing for your body, restoration in your marriage, prayer, protection, because God's Word covers it all. Amen. So log on to kcm.org today. Now, on tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Copeland is going to teach us how to keep our spirit strong. You know, there are things that you and I need to put into practice in our lives, living in them day in and day out. When you do, you lay hold of the victory that Jesus fought for, bought and paid for, and gave to you. This is a teaching for every believer. We need to grab a hold of these things, believe them, receive them, and put them into practice in our everyday life. So, if you missed any of this broadcast today or any of the others, just go to kcm.org. You can download them free. Thanks for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you and we love you. And as always, Jesus is Lord.
Learn who you are in Christ and how to begin your new life in victory. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. Receive His love and experience the good life God has for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org. Continue to grow in God's Word with this week's Believer's Voice of Victory, available at kcm.org for purchase, streaming, or download. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing.